Blog Talk Radio.
Promises Our Lady gave for the Rosary. The 15 promises Our Lady gave for the Rosary. The third promise. The Rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. What a great sign of predestination for those who are devoted to the Rosary. A promise coming from the Virgin Mary, the Mother of Jesus, offering the Rosary as a powerful armor against hell. Saint Padre Pio, the Stigmata priest, exclaimed that the Rosary is the weapon. At Fatima, Portugal, Our Lady encouraged the three children of Fatima to pray the Rosary for the conversion of sinners. Consider what St. Paul writes to the Ephesians. Finally, draw your strength from the Lord and from his mighty power. Put on the armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil. For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities, with the powers, with the world rulers of this present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens. Therefore, put on the armor of God, that you may be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything, to hold your ground. So stand fast, with your loins girded in truth, clothed with righteousness as a breastplate, and your feet shod in readiness for the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, hold faith as a shield to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Can I say the rosary here? Which is the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. I used to work at a warehouse, and I would make a whole day of meditating on the rosary. I would travel several miles a day gathering pallets with a hand jack to take back to the receiving department so semi-trucks could be offloaded and forklift drivers could place them in the warehouse. I would largely be on my own, as the warehouse was about the size of 3 football fields. My work day would begin at 7 o'clock a.m. in the morning and would go until 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. I would pray and meditate the first mystery from 7 until 9 o'clock break. After a 10-minute break, I would pray the second and third mystery until lunchtime at 11:30. After lunch, I would begin the fourth mystery of the rosary until the next break at 2 o'clock p.m. I would finish the fifth mystery of the rosary, continuing until the work day was completed. I felt as if I was praying on the Bible every day, and this had a great impact on me ever since. I cherish the memory of when I was able to make a day of prayer like that, and it truly did help me grow in my Catholic faith. I would see myself in the lives of our Blessed Lord and His Holy Mother, especially the sorrowful mysteries. I recognize myself because of my sin to have increased the suffering of the Lord because of my pride, my ignorance, and my weaknesses. Those were powerful meditations, as through the day I would keep the receiving full of pallets. The bad part of that is I was so good after 5 years I could never advance in the company, and the opportunity to join the military offered me much more. Another blessing was that I was in tremendous shape, and I benefited greatly there as well. I was always an athlete, and when I joined the United States Army, I never looked back. God had other plans for me. 1 Timothy chapter 4, 7-9 states, avoid profane and silly myths. Train yourself for devotion, for while physical training is of limited value, devotion is valuable in every respect, since it holds a promise of life both for the patient, present, and for the future. This saying is trustworthy and deserving full acceptance. The rosary is a powerful devotion, the queen of devotions, and what a promise Our Lady gives to those who have made such a commitment to devotional prayer. During those early days, beginning with my senior year in college and the time I pulled a hand jack gathering pallets, I was challenged many times by many different people. I had Protestant ministers attempt to challenge me on the Catholic faith. Sometimes they would come knocking on my door, wanting to debate and offer their Bible studies to get me to see the error of my ways. Through this time, we witnessed several conversions to the Catholic faith, as I never turned down an opportunity. The rosary, if you are dedicated to praying it, Our Lady promises to defeat heresies. I believe that to be true. At least for me it is. The truth of the Catholic faith becomes crystal clear as you build yourself on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. Against vice and sin, the rosary has been a life saver for me. St. Paul warns, now the works of the flesh are obvious: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. I warn you as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. In contrast, the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Galatians chapter 5, 19-23. If you are dedicated to the rosary, it is like a shield that the Lord uses to help you grow, and the Holy Spirit will ultimately help kill off the temptations and the lure of sin. The rosary can be a weapon against evil and can help families grow together. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the faithful Catholic who is following the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We are living in a time when apostasy is rampant. In the United States, 1 out of 10 Americans, statistically, is a fallen away Catholic. The vast majority of those who have fallen away were never devoted to the rosary. The battle lines are being drawn between good and evil. The rosary is heaven's peace plan to save many if we are willing to pick up our cross and follow him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In Matthew chapter 25, beginning with verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep at his right hand, but the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Then He will say to those at his left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, and to the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, Truly I say to you, as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. And that's another gift of the rosary here, because you hold the rosary in your right hand. You want to be on the Lord's right hand. You want to be on his right side. Remember, the rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. What a great sign of predestination for those who are devoted to the rosary. A promise coming from the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus, offering the rosary as a powerful armor against hell. Oh my, so Jesus will say to you, well done, good and faithful servant.
Human voices blend with the angels' gifts.
And like they who are gathered at the crystal throne, praying the rosary with Our Lady, who prays the rosary with us. Today being Tuesday, the five sorrowful mysteries, the agony in the garden, the scourging at the pillar, the crowning of thorns, the carrying of the cross. The carrying of the cross. Jesus' death on the cross. O God, whose only begotten Son, by His life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech Thee, that meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love You. I ask pardon of You for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love You. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, under the earth, by all the creatures of God, and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Eternal Father, I offer You the most precious blood of Your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love You very much. I beg of You to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And pray the rosary, which will destroy vice, decrease sin, and defeat heresies.
Oh, Blessed Mother, we pray to Thee. Thanks for the miracle of Your rosary. Only You can hold back Your holy Son's hand long enough for the whole world to understand. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Now and at the hour of our death.